This is your second short mental exercise. These mental exercises enable you to tune your attention into what your senses are telling you. Come to your senses. Tune out the noise in your own head and allow you become present to the here and now. And when you become present in the here and now, everything changes, as you know from the training sessions we've been going through. So I want you to get yourself nice and comfortable, sitting upright, with your feet firmly on the floor and your hands resting comfortably on your legs or in your lap. And I want you to let your eyes close and listen to the sound of my voice, because every word that I say to you provides you with a unique opportunity to pay attention to just the moment in which each word arises and passes. And if or when you become adept at paying attention to all the little things that happen in the moment as they arise and as they pass during one of these mental exercises, you will become really adept at paying attention to the moment during the course of your day. That changes how your brain operates. It actually changes the structure of your brain. And it changes the way your gut instinct, your intuitive brain, your subconscious brain comes to the surface. And it stifles the noisy thoughts that normally get in our own way. So, in focusing on each single word that I am saying here and now, you are actually developing your ability to get out of your own way. Be the person that you can be. So I want you to listen to all the sounds that you hear around you. And by listening, I mean notice each sound as it arises and as it passes. Don't think about the sound. Don't evaluate what you're hearing. Just observe. Just notice. I want you to take now a couple of long, deep, slow breaths. And as you become more and more aware of what each breath is doing in, to, and for your body, I want you to notice how your body feels sitting in the chair. I want you to feel your weight in the seat of the chair, the weight of your body supported by the seat of the chair. I want you to notice what you feel on the surface of your body, where your body comes in contact with the chair through your clothes. In the seat of the chair, and the way the chair is supporting your back. I want you to notice how your legs, the backs of your legs, are supported by the chair, how your knees are bent, and how your feet are resting on the floor. And I want you to bring your attention to rest on the soles of your feet. Now, your mind has probably already wandered. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you do next, in this now. And you know that in any now, you can take a couple of deep, sharp breaths, and those breaths in themselves and how they feel will bring you back to the reality of the moment. That's all we're trying to do here. Experience the reality of the moment in the peace and calm of this moment so that you train your mind to experience the reality of the moment when the going gets tough. So let's return your attention to the soles of your feet. And by that I mean, I want you to almost scan the soles of your feet in the way a barcode scanner would scan from underneath the tips of each of your 10 toes, all the way back gently to your heels. There are loads of nerve endings in the soles of our feet, and they are all always constantly providing us with information, but we are too busy thinking our thoughts to pay attention to what all those little nerve endings are telling us. Now, if your mind wanders, I want you to concentrate just on the pads underneath each of your big toes and notice what you feel in those two soft pads underneath each of your big toes. You can spread your attention out to each of the soft little pads underneath all of your toes. Just notice what you feel. If you can feel nothing, that doesn't matter either. Just take a deeper, sharper breath and zone in to anything that you might feel on the pads of your big toes. You want you to notice any little sensations that you can feel. Any little tingles, itches, twitches. And I want you to gently move the scan of your attention from underneath your toes back to your heels, through your arches, the arches of your feet. All we're doing in this exercise is becoming aware of what we are feeling moment to moment. Not how we are feeling, just at this stage, quite simply, what we are feeling. I want you to come back to the little pads underneath your toes. I want you to bring your attention to the little pads underneath your big toes, left and right. And one at a time, from 1 to 5, I want you to move outwards towards your little toes, gently at your own speed. And when you get out to underneath your little toes, I want you to take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths. And then, at your own speed, in your own good time, you can finish this exercise and open your eyes.